Now the breaking news on the death of a world leader who made America see red, as in Fidel Castro red, Venezuela's socialist president Hugo Chavez. He knew how to push hot buttons, which may explain why, on getting news of his passing, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee said, quote, good riddance to this dictator. President Obama tonight was more diplomatic, saying the U.S. supports the Venezuelan people at this challenging time. Now, Hugo Chavez fought and lost a long battle with cancer. He fought a longer battle to reshape Venezuela to suit his own idiosyncratic and often eccentric vision, adding a star to the flag, changing Venezuela's time zone, ordering the nation's coat of arms altered on the suggestion of his then young daughter. Beyond those eccentricities, he spent 14 years challenging American influence in Latin America and the world and embracing global pariahs like North Korea and Iran. In a moment, I'm going to talk to Christian Amanpour and Larry King, who both spent time with the late president. But first, Jim Clancy on his turbulent years in power.
Siempre febrero.
The roar of applause was music. The surging crowd, his dance partner. And for Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, politics was performance art.
Victoria!
The script came easily to Chavez. Anything that might warrant outrage in Washington wasn't a cause for concern, but rather the measure of success. Chavez beamed and embraced Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as the Iranian leader toured leftist Latin America, knowing well the global concerns Tehran was aiming to develop the bomb. Chavez joked a nearby grassy knoll would suddenly open up and a nuclear warhead would sprout. They laughed. What Chavez really relished was playing on the world stage.
Ayer estuvo el diablo aquí.
Yesterday, the devil came here.
En este mismo lugar, huele a
and it smells of sulfur still today.
Standing at the lectern that President George W. Bush used the day before, Hugo Chavez sniffed the air and made it personal, accusing the American leader of talking as if he were the owner of the world. When an earthquake rocked Haiti, Chavez claimed it was the result of U.S. weapons testing, an excuse to send American troops into the country. Chavez, of course, had humanitarian aid programs of his own. When cash-strapped Americans were shivering in the winter cold, Chavez volunteered Venezuelan oil to heat homes in the Bronx for free. Local politicians and local media turned out, too. Chavez was never afraid to wield his oil wealth against his foes or to use it to win friends and influence his neighbors. He once rewarded his 3 millionth Twitter follower with a new home. She was thrilled. So what if, as his critics said, the other 2,999,000 didn't get a thing? Online and in the streets, the crowds cheered. In the end, Hugo Chavez even suggested his cancer could be the result of an American conspiracy. He quoted Fidel Castro's warnings to be careful what he ate and watch out for small needles. The images of Hugo Chavez rallying the crowds, hurling insults, and ridiculing his enemies survive. An official portrait of the Venezuelan leader. Even his staunchest rivals admit he could have been reelected again and again. That bombastic rhetoric embraced by his supporters, embraced as the courage to stand up to the powers that be. It elevated him, and he knew it. Courageous, outrageous, it's what made Hugo Chavez larger than life. I'm Jim Clancy.